unfortunately not yesterday. We're in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dalet. So we're going through this, the halacha, where in Dalet, the Machaber said there's certain times when the minhag is we don't say tachlin. So one is Rachman Slanin is a house of an Avil, base Avil, so we discussed that. Then we got up to about the house of a chassan. We'll get to that in a second. And the third one is in a shul where there's a bris milah. So what I left you with last time is okay. A shul is a bris milah. So let's say there's a bris here, and it's at 9 o'clock. So 5:45 minyan. With the 5:45 minyan, say tachlin. It's like maybe none of the people of that minyan would go to the bris. So if you recall last time, we discussed the concept. Why is it we don't say tachlin when there's a bris? If you recall, we discussed there used to be an old minhag, which we don't do, that the whole city wouldn't say tachlin if there's a bris, because Eliyahu HaNavi is in the city for that day for the bris. So they had that custom. We don't do that. So many bring down. So that therefore, from that came the minhag that the shul doesn't say the tachlin. Shul doesn't say the tachlin. At least Eliyahu is going to be in the shul. So if you're using that line of reasoning, and the Piskei Tshuvas bring down that the minhag is like that, that all the minyanim in the shul would not say tachlin. All the minyanim would not say tachlin. I asked, though, Rav David Feinstein this a number of years ago, and he seemed to disagree with this. He said, as long as there's a shaychus to the bris, in other words, the basic idea was that, I don't know, the 5:45 minyan, I don't know, it's a long way off, and people 5:45 minyan, like I mentioned before, they're long gone, they're in Irvine already by the time the bris comes around. So obviously, the 8 o'clock minyan wouldn't say tachnun. Maybe even the 6:45, maybe, because they're going to come back. But it's questionable, he felt, that if it's really disjointed, so would that minyan say tachnun? So again, it seems like there's a disagreement about that. If you want to put everything together, so again, one of the other ideas we're talking about is a chassan. So the question is, as I mentioned before, a chassan, assuming it's a first marriage, let's assume that a bachur is marrying a girl who hasn't been married before, so they're going to have sheva brachas. So obviously during the sheva brachas, you don't say tachlin if the chassan's hanging around. Believe it or not, there's a discussion whether the chassan should come to shul, because he's going to cause that everybody's not going to say tachlin. The Ber Heite brings down that the chassan shouldn't come. The chassan should not come to minyan because he's monea them. He's holding people back from saying tachlin. That's the way the Ber Heite brings down. That there is such an idea that the very last line, the Ber Heitev, if you want to see it on page 24, he brings down from the Pri Chadash and the Taz that all Zayin may mishte lo yavo hachas on the Beis HaKnesses mitam ze shlo yimnu melomar tachlin. He's going to blow them from saying tachlin. Now, some posts can disagree with that. Why should he miss? I mean, he's going to blow a minion. You can't say Amen Yesh Mirah, no barakos, no other, right? All that type of stuff. All I could tell you is, I don't think this is a proof really, but just an interesting story. One of the better chasna presents I got is one of my friends was Rav Moshe Feinstein's gabbai at the end of his life. So he came up to me on my chasna and said, I have your chasna present, but it's on the Lower East Side on Thursday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, come on, what are you? So he said, okay, if you don't want to meet Rav Moshe Feinstein, you don't have to. So at that time, it was at the end of Moshe's life. He didn't go to the yeshiva, unfortunately. He wasn't strong enough. So they had a minyan in the house. There was a list. They only allowed a minyan in exactly. And so you had to be on the list. So he got me on the list. And when I got there, there was a long line. Because people were hoping that, you know, somebody won't show. If you don't show, first come, first serve. You know? So there was a groan when I showed up. But there's a lot of sub-stories. I got an aliyah. They didn't say tachlin. I was there. There's interesting sub-stories when I got the Swiss to meet Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe asked me where my shomer was. A lot of people know that we have a minhag to have a shomer before the chasen. But really, it's from the time that they go to the chuppah and on. And afterwards, after the chuppah, definitely during Shavuot Brachas, you're supposed to be a shomer. And I came on my own. So Rav Moshe said, where's your shomer? Like, you shouldn't be going around alone. So anyway, so besides after the chasen, the question is, and I'm sure you're all aware of this, the question is, when we say a chasen knocks off tachnun, when does that start? Let's say it's a day of the chasen. So, and it comes, you know, he's going to go to the mikvah, he's going to, you know, comes to davening. So the question is, shachris in the morning, he hasn't gotten married yet. Get married tonight, this afternoon, whatever the case may be. So the question is, would he preclude us from saying tachlin? So the Mishnah Brura says in Chof Aleph that when is he called a chasen? So there's a machlokas about this, but the Mishnah Brura comes out. Hainu mishashen nichnas l'chuppah. First opinion he says is, let's call it second opinion. Second opinion says some are lenient and wouldn't say tachlin even in the morning. The first opinion he brings down is that, no, it's when he comes to the chuppah. So let's say you're davening mincha at the chuppah, you know, you're right before the chasen, so you wouldn't say tachlin according to the first opinion, but in the morning you would. According to the second opinion, you wouldn't say tachlin even in the morning. I always tell people, it doesn't sound so romantic, but I assume that the first opinion holds, it ain't over till it's over, as we say in halacha, because, you know, like, yeah, it's chakras, so the invitations are out, but the maestro, he's not there, so, you know, like, you never know. So he's not called a chasen. In the yeshiva, that was the minug. And that's what we do here, that in the morning if a chasen shows up, and it's the day of his chasen, we say tachlin. Right, so that's that. Okay, I think we will start. Is there anything else we got to cover here? Sure there is. But we'll continue this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Get into what happens if a bris is on a tinus. We had that a couple years ago. We had a bris on Tisha B'Av. Remember that? Mornings. We had a bris on Tisha B'Av. So that's what everybody was hoping to hear. And everybody wanted to be invited to that bris. But we'll get into that in a minute. Okay.